Hi. Hello. I'm Danielle. Thank you for listening to the first episode of Positively Chill. However you found this podcast, I appreciate you tuning in. Is that a term in podcasting? Tuning in? Sounds very old school radio. Anyway, point is, thank you for listening. My goal with this podcast is to help you chill out and maybe sleep if that's something you struggle with. I know I do. I never really had sleep issues. I was actually a great sleeper up until the pandemic. And then, you know, the world fell apart and so did my sleep. And I was lucky that I found a few content creators that helped me get my sleep back on track. Whether that was relaxation videos or like this, a podcast to help with sleep. And I was very grateful for those. And now I'm trying to pay it forward with this podcast. So I'm not sure what the plan will be for this podcast in terms of structure. This is episode one, so who knows? Ideally, I would love feedback on what works and what doesn't. But until then, I'm gonna do my thing. I'll just be talking, I guess, and hopefully that will lull you into a chill state or to sleep. For this episode, I'm calling it Positivity Playlist. One of the things that helps me deal with stress, anxiety, sleep issues is music. So I put together a list of a few of my happy songs, ones that I go to when I need to be uplifted and feel good and remember that it ain't always that deep. So in no particular order, here we go. First song, Murder on the Dance Floor by Sophie Ellis Bextor. I have loved this song for so long. It is a banger of a song, and if you haven't heard it, pause this podcast and go listen. It's one of those songs that makes you want to grab a hairbrush for your microphone, dance around your room, and just belt it out. It's a serotonin hit for sure. Serotonin song. And this song was recently in Saltburn, the movie Saltburn, which gave it a bit of a revival recently, which I am here for. Anyway, Saltburn, if you haven't seen it and you like dark and twisted movies, go see it. It's wild. Half of the movie, I was just whispering to myself, what the f-? There's a bunch of great actors in it. Barry Keoghan is the main character, and there's a wild sex scene. Would we even call it a sex scene? I'm not sure what to call it. The actor, Barry Keoghan, is simulating sex with the ground in a graveyard. I'm not going to give you a synopsis of it. That isn't what this podcast is. Imagine if it was. Imagine if it was just recapping sex scenes from various movies. That'd be interesting. Anyway, so Barry has multiple sex scenes that are, let's say, unconventional. Not what you generally see in movies, and he's nude a lot. And the reason I bring up the scene in the graveyard is because he is a fearless actor. It takes an intense amount of guts to do what he did in a film. And while the movie or the plot or those scenes may not be for everyone, you have to admire his fearlessness as an actor. He really goes for it and does something that most actors would not. And as someone who can be paralyzed by my fears in many situations, I admire that. And it also reminds me that fearlessness is not the absence of fear. It's doing the scary thing in spite of it being scary. And a lot of times I think we're hard on ourselves about not being brave enough to ask for a raise, ask out the cute guy or girl, move to a new city, even talk to a stranger, whatever. So when I see someone doing something fearless like that, I admire it. But then I show myself some grace when my brain immediately goes to comparing myself and getting frustrated over not being brave. So please show yourself some grace too. Next song is Mr. Blue Sky by Electric Light Orchestra. I always imagine flying into London and listening to this song, that and London Calling by The Clash. So on the nose and so basic. I'm not sure if I'm going to curse on this podcast or not yet, so let's just say basic B. Anyway, I always imagine landing in London and listening to this song. It's been a hot minute since I've been in London, and I really want to go back. Anyway, I digress. This song is about the appreciation for something as simple as a blue sky. What is better after days of clouds and gray and depression than a bright blue sky? So I am lucky enough to live somewhere that doesn't get a dreary winter and has a lot of sun. But I used to live in an area of the country with traditional seasons, so winter would be gray skies all the time. And it really does affect your mood, or at least it did for me. Well, we know from research that it's not just me. Seasonal depression is real. And even in the spring, summer, and fall, sunlight can dramatically improve so many elements of your health. So try to get 5 to 10 minutes of natural sunlight in your face without sunglasses. I know we all love a dope pair of sunglasses, but no sunglasses here. 5 to 10 minutes of natural sunlight in the morning and again in the afternoon. And this has a lot of positive outcomes, including better mood, improved sleep, hormone regulation, and stress reduction. So basically all the things, right? So try it, see if it helps. And by the way, PSA time from your friendly podcaster. Don't look directly at the sun. Cool, thanks. Okay, last song is This Is the Day by The. This song has also made a little revival recently due to the Netflix show One Day. If you want an ugly cry, just a really cathartic, ugly cry, full body sobbing, watch this show. It's heartbreaking. It's devastating. My heart actually hurt while I was watching it. And I had seen the original movie, too. This is based on a movie from the 90s. And so I knew what was going to happen. And yet I was still sobbing. Anyway, I first heard this song in one of my favorite movies, Empire Records. It was a bit before my time. But once I found this movie, I watched it endlessly growing up. I wanted to work in a record store so badly after that movie. But there were barely any left at that point. Remember Sam Goody's? I wanted to work there, but by the time I was old enough, they were all closing. And then in came streaming music and iPads and all that to destroy record stores. But the premise is there are a bunch of young kids who work in an independently owned record store, and they're a bit of a motley crew. It's kind of like the Breakfast Club, where there's a princess and a jock and a stoner, a little bit of everything. And in Empire Records, there are a lot of kids who don't fit in, maybe, quote, misfits. But they're loved by this little community. It's actually a really nice story of acceptance and self-love, and that there's somewhere for everybody. And when people can see beyond their differences and love each other and love music, that they are all happier for it. Maybe I'm going too deep on it, but anyway, it's a great movie and a great early 90s soundtrack. Check it out. Okay, anyway, back to the song. The beginning of the song seems like it's maybe a little depressing. Like one of the lyrics is the calendar on your wall is ticking the days off. And it seems like it's going to be a story of missed opportunities, which, by the way, I have been really aware of the feeling of holding on to things just because you're waiting for the right time. Make today special. Don't wait for a holiday or a special event or someone else's permission. Crack open that bottle of champagne you've been holding on to. I've had the same bottle of champagne, a really nice bottle that was a gift, in my cabinet for 5 years. I don't know what I'm saving it for. Instead of waiting for a special occasion, opening it would be the special occasion. Anyway, maybe the song is about missed opportunities because those make you appreciate when the special day does arrive. The song is about today being the day that will start or change everything for you. It's very hopeful and sweet. So now on to the next songs, which have a little bit of a grunge theme. Grunge was a little bit before my time. It started in the early 90s, which I was not really listening to any music at that point. Well, I guess I was. My dad was making me listen to classic rock, which I love and still love. And my mom was making me listen to disco. So, yeah. But once I was old enough to start appreciating music, I went back to grunge. I loved Pearl Jam and Soundgarden, Stone Temple Pilots, Smashing Pumpkins, and that brought me into alt-rock, which I still love today. I actually recently saw Stone Temple Pilots, obviously not with Scott Weiland, but their new lead vocalist, who was great from what I could tell. I was in an outdoor amphitheater, so he could have been shit, but I don't think he was. He sounded amazing, and actually a lot like Scott Weiland. So Stone Temple Pilots opened, and then Smashing Pumpkins was the headliner. Man, did it bring me back. So the first grunge song is Better Man by Pearl Jam. I don't think we can talk about grunge music without talking about this song. It's epic and legendary, and I think I would be remiss not to include it. My entire reason for listening to Pearl Jam was because of Eddie Vedder. I had the biggest crush on that man. Well, scratch that. I did love that man, but his music is next level. So I wasn't only listening to him for that reason. His music is amazing. So let's give credit where credit is due. But as a 15-year-old girl, he was it. He was it for me. And he's more than 20 years older than me, so I'm not sure what I was thinking. Not that age is a factor. I truly don't think age has any factor in relationships generally. But the real factor was that he was a rock star and I was a sophomore in high school. Delusional. Anyway, I loved Pearl Jam. And if I'm remembering correctly, they were the only poster I ever had on my bedroom wall growing up. Yeah, I was more of like a photo collage person, so I didn't have a ton of posters, but yeah, he was it. Just a big old poster of Eddie Vedder's face. Anyway, now that you know far too much about my childhood fantasies, I will move on. I feel like I'm going to regret adding this, and I have no actual audio editing skills yet. Otherwise, I would probably remove this part, but why not? We're getting to know each other. So Better Man. What a heartbreaker, right? This woman settles for a man that she doesn't love because she thinks she can't find a better man. Intense, but also probably very relatable for many people. I think for a lot of people who settle in relationships, it must be due to a lack of confidence, right? Like, can I find somebody else? If I leave this person, am I good enough to find somebody better? But I also think it's probably a slow burn, meaning that people who feel stuck in relationships didn't feel that way when they started. No one starts dating someone they have lukewarm feelings for, right? Well, I'm sure there are some situations where that's true, but for the most part, the feelings are intense in the beginning. And then for some, those feelings slowly dwindle or change. It's like the frog metaphor that's used in mental health to explain why we accept crappy situations or settle or don't change crappy situations. So the metaphor is like this. If you put a frog in a pot of water, it's happy. Being in water is homeostasis. It doesn't see anything wrong. But then if you put the pot on the stove and turn on the burner and slowly turn the heat up, it still may not think anything is wrong. The temperature is rising so slowly that the frog doesn't notice. And then suddenly the frog is stuck in a pot of boiling water and can't get out. It's too late. We would never jump into a shitty job or an abusive relationship. We would see the boiling water and say, F no. But if we got in the pot when the water was room temperature and the temperature is rising, we maybe wouldn't notice. Or we would notice but settle for not changing because we don't think the water will actually boil. I'm probably not doing this metaphor justice, but I hope you know what I mean. And I hope that if you're that frog, you can feel the water start to boil and jump out. Okay, last song, Be Yourself by Audioslave. So Audioslave isn't technically grunge. They're alt rock. I know. Don't come at me. I know it's not grunge. But I wanted to include the song because I love it. Anyway, there's an interesting lyric in the beginning of the song where Chris Cornell, if you don't know Audioslave, Chris Cornell, the amazing, epic Chris Cornell, who was also the lead singer of Soundgarden. Anyway, Chris Cornell is singing about different types of people and the type of person who, quotes, finds salvation in everyone. The lyric is, quote, someone finds salvation in everyone. And I always thought it was beautiful, like someone who always finds the good in others, which is beautiful. But then as I got older, I realized that that isn't what he's saying. I think what he's saying, it's like when people say, prove it to others that you can do it. But you should prove it to yourself. When you give others the power to build you up, you also give them the power to tear you down. And I think someone who finds salvation in everyone else is never going to find salvation in themselves. And maybe even the opposite when you're giving someone else so much power over you. Maybe it ain't that deep. Maybe he was just trying to rhyme. I don't know. Kidding, obviously. Anyway, if you don't know Audioslave or Soundgarden or Chris Cornell, please listen. His voice is angelic, at least to me. Such an amazing vocalist and songwriter, and unfortunately taken away way too early. To end this one on a happier note, the namesake lyric of the song is, quote, to be yourself is all that you can do. And that's so simple and beautiful and profound. So that's my very short list of feel-good songs. I have an entire playlist, but I picked a few that were top of mind. Maybe next time I'll go through the others. Anyway, that's the episode, and I hope that if you weren't lulled into a sleep, that you're at least positively chill. See what I did there? I'm hoping to do this on a weekly basis, so please come back and join me. Remember, be kind to yourself. Show yourself the same grace you show the people you love. And remember, you can do hard things. And of course, please stay chill.